Good morning. It is March the 21st, so that means it's Monday. And like I was saying to Kelvin, we could say happy Monday as good as you can be. It's only going to be so happy because, it is Monday. We know those Monday things that can happen. In fact, we had a Monday thing with the microphone just a bit ago. So today, Blog Roll Monday, if you have show notes, which are available on thecookreport.podbean.com, and I'll paste that link into the chat so you'll have it. It is, I think that somebody using technology could do it a little bit faster. It's that link right there. It's in the chat, thecookreport.podbean.com. Go there to get the show notes. Of course, today's show isn't live there because Blab won't send us the email and et cetera, until we're done. So blog roll basics. Blogging Basics 101. That's the first link in the show notes. And it talks about blog roll etiquette and advice. It's a good link to explore if you're starting your blab. If you've done one for a long time and you want to put a little polish on that apple, give that a go. And in terms of polishing the apple, a fellow by the name of Andrew Revkin, who blogs for the New York Times, pretty good job, I guess. He's a dot earth blogger. So he's a senior fellow for environmental understanding at Pace Academy for Applied Environmental Sciences and Studies. Smart guy. And he's got three tips for best practices for the blog. Have a passion for what you're writing about. Don't write about something because somebody said, well, would really like it if you wrote the blog post about this, because it won't come out that well because it's not your passion, not what you're really about doing. If we're going to have Kelvin write about a passion, it would be the MG sports car, right?
It would be.
Exactly. The next one, community and creation. Community and communications is what I'm trying to say. I said creation, that's wrong. Community and communication. Involve your Twitter, your Facebook, your email lists. With almost every post that you do in your blog, you want to email your peers, the people that are following your blog, your contacts. Let them know, hey, there's something new on the blog. And be patient. Don't be afraid to blog slowly sometimes. And at the same time, you'll get better content. And there's a graphic there for the College of Arts and Sciences at Pace University. I put in a link to their site. I said, oh, I better go check, make sure that link works. And guess whose site's being redesigned? And it'll be live March 28th. Yes, that's right. The link I gave for Pace University. The last thing I saw, and in blog rolls, I've always been using them in the sidebar links to websites. That's where most people's blog rolls are. Well, I looked for blogs in the county where I live, and the local newspaper has its own domain, PugetSoundBlogs.com. Every blog that the staff writes to are all included into that website on the homepage. And it shows them a little picture of the author, a little bit of a blah, blah, blah description, and then a link to it. So it's sort of taking blog roll to the next level, making it bigger and better. And perhaps you will too. So give that a look and get some inspiration, some ideas. Shout out time happens right now. And of course, we say thank you to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. In fact, they're cleaning right now, this minute, as we're recording this. He's got the vacuum going on the carpet. Kevin was teasing him about, you'll wear that rug out. Well, there'll just be more cleanup to do if he has worn it out. And speaking of Kevin, his new website, new to me anyway, is albadigitalmedia.com, headquartered in Scotland. If you need website consulting, that's the guy to talk to. Kevin's ventured out into this, and I think based on his years of experience doing it, you'll get a good product. Big thank you to blab.im. Their link will be in the show notes. This product is great. It rocks. It gives us our audio file, MP3 and MP4 video file. And their new feature that they've got, I'll let you go and look and see what it is. And if you're watching on YouTube, there's a subscribe link down there on the bottom somewhere that you can subscribe to the channel. I invite you to subscribe to the Cook Report. We do a different show Monday through Friday, and there's five main topics, and they're evident by the number of links that there's over 50 videos in the collection now. So look for the Cook Report. Maybe you don't use YouTube, We're on Stitcher Radio. We're on our profile at blab.im. And that means we're also on iTunes. So if you go to iTunes because you've got an Apple device, it'll find the Cook Report for you right away. Or on Spreaker Radio. And we've got the show note feed done on a WordPress blog, GuyerCookOnlineServices.com, WAC blog. And did I forget anything, Kelvin? Were we going to? Oh, I'm going to do a shout out for Corinder Sue Broadcasting, SOU Broadcasting. Look him up. He's a broadcaster. He's in the chat today listening. So I guess we better do this shout out. Oh, he's left. Oh, good. Now he's going to be teased that we did the shout out and he wasn't there. He also is going to miss when I say those three magic words that end our show every time, every day. It's a wrap.